להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך.
Preparation for the lesson in the tens. We have gathered here in order to discover the Creator. Only by that, in that, can we help each other to discover the Creator.
Lesson. Now, what? Why not start from Tu Bishvat?
Okay, we're studying selected excerpts about Tu Bishvat. Excerpt number one from Rabash, letter 46. It is known that Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, is a time of judgment when the world is sentenced favorably or unfavorably. Rosh, head or beginning, means root, and the branches emerge from the root. The branches always extend according to the essence of the root. Thus, the root of figs will not produce branches of dates, and so forth. As the root and beginning that a person establishes for himself in the beginning, so he continues his procession of life. Also, the judgment that a person is judged in the beginning of the year means that a person judges himself, and he is the arbiter and the executor. For man is the arbiter, the litigant, and the knowledgeable one, and the witness. It is as our sages said, there is judgment below, there is no judgment above.
We see that without any connection to the truth, to the spiritual source, all of these dates, these signs in our world, they become some kind of signs of like a kindergarten. It's like going into fields of flowers or forests of trees, and it becomes something easy. It could be pleasant or nice, but truthless. The new year for the trees, Tu Bishvat, is a very serious day, actually, according to the root and branch. And here it is the beginning of man, because man is a tree of the field. So it's the beginning of that. It's true that we plant trees on this day. But we need to take care of man's education, to turn him into a tree that begets fruit. And this already begins when we start taking him out of the regular framework that's already a person that's similar to the Creator. And it's interesting to see that the work we need to do on the trees is the same work that man needs to do. Otherwise, the tree will not beget fruit. Its fruit will be bitter and not edible for humans. We need to invest in that 39 different types of work, meaning everything we need to design the soul, then we see in these different tasks of working the tree. It doesn't just need to be, the tree of the field, a tree that does not beget fruit, but the tree of the Garden of Eden. The fruit, that the result of it is the soul, but also the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal will connect together to give fruit. And that's through the group, education, and through the environment. That without that, the tree will not grow and will not beget fruit. That is why a person is compared to a tree and not to the field, but to a field that is blessed by the Creator. That the Creator does bless it, but it's according to the exertion we need to give in order to care for the tree. And to care for it is to invest in the environment. And it's very interesting because all in all, we don't act within the tree itself, but outside of it, when we do these different actions on it, then the tree, instead of giving bitter fruit, if any fruit at all, then instead it brings good, sweet fruit. And it all depends on the environment. And what is the correct environment for man? It is the group, the ten, that we need to try and build such an environment called a field that is blessed by the Creator. If this field, the relationships between the friends, they will be such that each one can grow correctly for sure. And their fruit is the fruit of the tree, meaning they're all gathering together, they're all connecting and coming to be one fruit. It is the fruit of the Garden of Eden. It is the corrected soul that truly brings us towards the goal. That is why Tu Bishvat, it really gathers all of our work, Tu Bishvat, because in a very special state, because a tree is growth from the still, that if we arrange the correct environment for it, then we get something that grows to bring fruit, and this fruit is edible and it's good for humans, and by that we can advance. It's clear, right? No questions about this. No. Yes, Nessie.
So what's the difference or what's special in investing in the tree within or in externality?
How do you invest in a tree in the inside? Only recently you've had these artificial things that you can do when you can penetrate the tree's DNA and things like that. But it doesn't come naturally from nature. The same with people, when we trying to penetrate the people and trying to change their nature or change different processes, that too isn't good. It's because we're not giving the correct external treatment. We don't want to change the environment. We don't want to correct man through the environment. Then we see how it influences man, and how that same will to receive, that egoistic will to receive, that we don't care for, it becomes cancerous. It becomes the foundation for all diseases. And then instead of treating it correctly to benefit through the environment, we want to delve deeper into the different processes, biological processes in man. But it's not correct. We'll fail nevertheless. We won't see any blessing from that. No. It's like on any level that we continue egoistically, we won't see any blessing. What do we get from working against pollution? It won't help. It won't help. Because through the negative relations between us, we awaken all of nature, the still especially, and then you have this emission or an eruption of a volcano that with one eruption it creates more poisonous gas than all the cars and factories and in years. So what's the benefit of all this? It's just so someone can make millions of dollars on the side. It's like a game. It's like they're yelling at Trump that he's not taking care of it. No, he's correct not to care for it. It's an investment that is simply lost. There's no benefit there. On the contrary, let's really check what's happening with our planet. What is the cause? And then we will see that it's happening without any relation to technology and to the industry, but it's related to the connection between us, even though it seems seemingly so far. And then we might change it. So it's the same with man. It's same with everything. If we don't treat it correctly, then we go on a path of suffering, which is long and painful. And we learn that it also eventually, it's not beneficial, but it's long and it's through blows. Yes.
So what is doing right work and influencing the group, not from inside, but from the outside?
And that's what we need to do. We have done different actions. We have advanced. We've developed until we've reached the time of the Ari. It's a very special point. And from him, from his time and onwards, we need to see what happened with humanity. Because if from the time of the Ari, according to the process, and for the time of correction, we don't have someone greater than him. Rashbi, which still belonged to the other period, to the period of the Bible, the last one, you could say. And the Ari is already after the exile. The fact that exile continued after him is just because of our laziness. Therefore, everything that was done after the Ari, in the human society, in the industry, in education, in science, all of that won't work in our benefit. If we would live until that time of the Ari, that the process of correction would force us to live that way, then from the time of the Ari onwards, we're already extending it because we're too lazy to go through corrections. And it won't be to man's benefit, and we'll discover that we're living, we're acting in a world that is so convenient in comparison to the time of the Ari. But it's not for our benefit. Not for our benefit. Therefore, everything we need to make a correction on, the faster we'll do it, it will have a blessing.
How will a person know, or the society know, that it's lazy in getting to correction? How do you correct that?
Well, today there's nothing to talk about it. It's clear that the method of correction was revealed. We need to develop it. We need to stabilize education that's related to correction, to education for a 10, education for a large international group, education for all of humanity as preparation for absorbing this message from the internal group, or Israel as you would call it, because still we need to publish this knowledge worldwide to prepare them in a convenient way to understand us and to be included with us. It's all related to taking care of the tree of the field, to make it not to the tree of the field, but to make it the field that's blessed by the Creator, or a tree in the Garden of Eden. That's how Kabbalists sometimes refer to it. Yes.
Can we relate for a moment to the text and present it? At the end of the text, it says that, what does it mean that a person is the judge and the arbiter and the executioner?
And according to the root that a person arranges for himself, and the matter of din that a person does on the day of Rosh Hashanah, it means that the person itself, that he is the arbiter and the executor and the witness, etc. That's what you're asking about? A man needs to do it from above, although we ascribe to the upper system, to the Creator, different actions, but there aren't actions on his side. I do not change the Avaya, the light's at complete rest. Meaning there's nothing on his side that he does it and thinks it and executes it. No. It's us talking about this. The words of Torah are in human language, but everything is on the foundation, on the background of this white light, which is 100% in bestowal and not changing. Only we change. We have Reshimot inside. We have the processes. We change. And when we constantly change, that's our decision. To do it or not do it. More exertion, less exertion. More attention, less attention. We can see of ourselves as well. Also, we can't ask about humanity. They grow as they grow. We have, without any freedom of choice. But we do have freedom of choice. You come to attend to invest more, to invest less, but to make efforts towards the Congress or not, that's all of our work. Besides that, no one works in reality. Only the same people that are in this world, in freedom of choice like we are. This is the most important work of all of the world. And when you are there, what you have in front of you is scrutinies that you see them, you feel them, you have experience with them, although you fall, but you also rise. But it's not like a person in this world. Just as we see, in a drop of semen, when is there the greatest exponential growth? The first day when it enters the womb, and then when it's born, then it grows, and then less and less and less, although we see it growing daily, but the pace still becomes smaller. That's why we are now in a very, very intensive process, and we need to use it, we need to take advantage of it. What does it mean there is judgment
above? What is there judgment above and there isn't judgment below?
It means that we do all the actions above. According to the actions we do below, we awaken the system above. The system is constant. But we insert our input and then it responds to it. But there aren't calculations there. However you arrange it, that's what you get. That's what the response you get, and that's it. Only the person decides. Although he wants to relate it to the Creator, he wants to relate it to the upper system. But on the Creator side, there's nothing here. From the world of Ensof, there isn't any component that just awakens of itself. As we learn from Ensof, there are the Parzufim, the worlds, the Sefirot, and everything is as cause and consequence with exact precision. And whoever discovers this, these places, these desires that you can invest in, this exertion and the additional efforts that you can put in, and that's done through connection, that's done only through that. Because all in all, what are you renewing in the system? It's broken on purpose. So you, through your actions, which are not completely clear, they're not completely ready, and you yourself don't completely understand them, but you're in this state of blurriness, and you still enter, you still go beyond your mind, beyond your understanding. I go for it against my desire, against my laziness. Okay, fine. And then, when you add to that, then you start acting, and by that you awaken that same upper force. That's called doing work in the nights. That you don't know nor see that it's the correct state for freedom of choice. Okay? Okay, let's continue. Yes, David.
I didn't understand in what does a person judge himself on the head of this year. In Tu Bishvat, after we were judged in Rosh Hashanah already existed.
When?
In the month of Tishrei. I'm trying to understand, what does it mean to judge himself each time? In every state?
Until we didn't reach the fruit of the Garden of Eden, how could you say that I live? There are discernments there that you need to think of every time. You need to do corrections, like on the tree of knowledge. When you correct the vessels of bestowal, of Galgalte Naim, when you take care of the tree, of the fruit, of the achap, because the fruit is something that's already around. It reminds us a light of chokhmah clothed in the light of chasadim. You need to reach a state that the taste of the tree and the taste of the fruit will have the same taste. That's what it says about the tree in the Garden of Eden. Did you read about that?
I think so.
That this fruit is special because the taste of the tree itself and the taste of the fruit is the same taste. What does that mean? Because you reach through work on actions, lishma, which are actions of the tree, until you work on actions of the fruit, which are actions, sorry, the actions of the tree are actions lishma, that's in order to bestow, vessels of Galgalta Enayim, vessels of Bina, upon which the fruit grows, light of Chochmah that clothes in the light of Chassadim. And you treat this and that, both as Galgalta Enayim and Achap, as the ability to bestow, and by that you taste the taste of bestowal, the taste of love. That's why the tree and the fruit have the same taste. What else did you ask?
Maybe something else. So what is the fruit again?
The fruit is receiving the light of Chochmah in the light of Chassadim. It's the corrected soul on the degrees of correction. When you start engaging in a chap of the ascent, that's considered that you're already taking care of the fruit. And before that, before you correct yourself in the light of Chassadim, in Gagalta Anaim, it's considered that you're taking care of the tree. Well, let's keep it simple to make it clear. There are many things here. How do we nurture the trees? Usually it's done with, when you soil it, it comes usually from waste. We take the waste from the degree of the animals and we use it like manure to soil the trees on the degree of the vegetative. But we're not going to get into that.
We learn that the holidays are arranged according to the calendar from Pesach to Purim, according to the spiritual process, right? So the place of Tu Bishvat between Chanukah and Purim, does it have importance?
You can't put everything in according to... We don't understand it. You can't put everything into one calendar and to find in it a logical flow which will be clear to what's happening. Because there are, how should I put it? There are many factors to it. There are many factors to the entire process, and these factors are like in the system, they're different, these factors. They're connected, but it's on a higher degree. And therefore, we mustn't be confused on that. It's difficult to explain, I can't. Every system, the way it's understood, but to tie the entire system together, I can't myself, and I can't explain it either. These are degrees that they're high degrees. It's interesting, but to put it all into this one complex, you already need to be in a complete soul. And that's still, well, let's hope. Yes, more?
UK. No.
Well, go on.
UK.
We don't hear? We don't hear you. No, we don't hear you.
No.
Well, try. Okay, who else did we have there? We had a question there. Okay, there isn't. Yes, you. Ask. It's also good to bring this to an explanation for groups, for new students. We can get good examples here, which are also simple, but also deeper. Achab, Galgalta Enayim, Chochmah, the fruits.
If I could ask, why is the special attitude towards the degree of vegetative also in free choice, Bar Aslam, emphasizes vegetation?
Because the vegetation is important because it's the beginning of growth. It's the beginning of growth. You have vegetative, animate, and speaking. That's what changes. Vegetative changes through the environment. Right? Because from the din of the Torah, you have a prohibition to make genetic combinations on the degree of the vegetative. It's as if you're going into the area of the Creator, that He set the order there, and you're prohibited from interfering with that, from combining different seeds and plants. So caring for a tree is only through its environment. Put it into better soil, put it into... give it more manure, give it water. But it's all external. Also, the trees are soiled, and it's all external actions done to the tree. But it's the beginning of the care that's done by man. That's it, and we don't have any explanation or interpretation. In animals, for example, it's not like with trees.
Why isn't there?
Because we ourselves are animals. Very simple. Understand? How can I take care of animals? I need to feed it, give it water. I need to give it good conditions to rest, like to myself. I need to understand the animal from understanding myself, and that's it. And to treat it like the degree of the animals, like I treat my own body, something close to me. You see how people take care of their little doggy or little animal, how they're adhered to it. They feel close to it. But a tree, that's already a different kind of care towards a creature that is under my complete authority, that it's completely dependent on me.
And the tree cancers an environment, after all.
That's why the environment needs to take care of the tree, that's correct. Yes. Go on quickly. Run.
On behalf of man, the innovation is that a person influences the system?
Yes, of course we influence the system. That's called what the Creator created to do.
And then?
And then you influence the system so that it will influence you back. That's considered that you're influencing in the returning light. And then it comes to you from above, the light. It corrects you and it fulfills you, and you become that same soul, which is complete and full until the end of correction.
That's something that wasn't yet in our process?
Of course not. When?
I'm asking.
No, I'm asking. Where's the question from?
Because we were in a certain degree and then we shattered. I understand that now we're implementing.
We were on the degree of Adam HaRishon. That's what the Creator created, right? In the vessels of bestowal only. And it's called that it was born already circumcised, meaning it's a chap, was already on Tzimtzum. It was even concealed from him. That's considered that he wasn't shy because he had no vessels of reception. He has nothing to be shy with, or nothing to be shy of. That's it.
This topic just grows the importance and gives us even clearer the goal where we need to aspire, and that's why I'm trying to scrutinize it a little bit more.
We need to aspire to connection, and in that connection between us, we need to start asking, where are the smallest relations of bestowal, the most initial through which we can build them, a little bit to revive the connections between us. How does Baal Salam write it? To revive the disconnected or the muscles that have not been used anymore for years that we're not even familiar with. So we need to ask, where do we begin to revive these forms of connection? Because when you start cleaning these pipes of connection, when they become clear, when they become prepared and you check them, you went to the military?
Yes.
You know what pilim are? Pilim, it's like...
Yes.
It's a term of like dirt in the gun's barrel. You need to make sure that between you and the friends, everything will flow correctly towards bestowal, and then we reach an extent of bestowal between us. You start revealing the qualities of bestowal. These qualities of bestowal aren't yet revelation of the Creator, but in that you already begin to feel what this white light is, what this bestowal is, what lishma is. And that's what we need to do. We need to arrange this between us. And when we come to it, when we reach it, it's an internal feeling. So, from what states will we start feeling there's another stage to receive in order to bestow? But that's a really high state. When you start bestowing in order to bestow, then you understand that we don't understand what it means to receive in order to bestow. It becomes something that's impossible. Now you can talk about it. What's the problem? And by that we can advance. It all depends on the correction of these pipes of connection between us. And the greatest problem is the first point of connection, to make it the correct point. It's like the semen in the womb. It's a very difficult matter, because the conception is having something foreign that enters and having the upper system take care of it, feeling that it's lower and that it's external, that it's foreign, and to accept it as the most important thing. You understand it would be like placing a little seed into an oyster. You awaken it, you insert something foreign into it, it's painful, it's like it's incorrect, it's unclear on the one hand. On the other hand, you awaken in it the mechanism which is higher, which is there concealed, and there starts that the result of that same stimulation that you created. And it's not simple. So that's why we need to go through this barrier here. It's like a potential barrier that we need to pass. That's it. Okay. Let's continue.
We're going to read the second reading, Rabash, Article 91, Rosh Hashanah for the trees. Rosh Hashanah for the trees. Man is called the tree of the field, and Rosh Hashanah is the time of sentencing, meaning to sit or for judgment or for mercy. Hence, the month of Shvat is the fifth of the winter months, which is regarded as Hod. For then it turns from Daveh to Hod, Meaning, when we are rewarded with walking in the quality of chesed, he extends from the sphere of chesed to hod, and all the blessing is in the quality of chesed. As it is written, "For I said, a world of chesed shall be built."
When it's in hod, chesed gvorat tiferet netzach hod. Hod is the last sphira of bestowal from chesed. That the bina that wants to bestow upon malchut, the representative of the bina towards malchut is hod. Because it's yesod, and then malchut are already vessels of execution. Yes?
Where through the blessing we are rewarded with fruits. It is as Bala Sulam wrote, that this is why on the 15th of Shvat we bless on the fruits, since this is the whole distinction between Kedusha and Klipa, for another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. The success in the work to be rewarded with fruits is only through Chesed. Since when we work with the quality of bestowal called Chesed, we merit the adhesion with the Creator. And when we are rewarded with Dvikut, we are rewarded with everything. Hence, on the 15th of Shvat, called the Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year for the trees, we must strengthen ourselves with the quality of Chesed. For by this, we will be rewarded with fruit, called a fruit-bearing tree.
That's clear, right? The world of Chesed will be built. Questions? Okay, it's the same direction. We need to awaken mutual bestowal between us, and then this condition will grow from us, which is the field that's blessed by the Creator, that will come, which is these connections, and then from that, from the field, which is like an open field, it will turn into a garden. Just in the forest, you don't have a tree that has fruit, and if they do grow, then they're not edible, but it needs to be like in a garden or an orchid. So this orchid is blessed by the Creator, and in that place, there is that same form of connection that they become as one man, as one heart, and then the fruit grows there. That's clear, right? It all depends on the connection between us. Yes, Gil.
Rav, what happens in this garden is that a person entering, and if prior to that he was going on like a slow train, all of a sudden he enters into this roller coaster that goes around and upside down and goes up and down, and he wants to kill everyone and to hug everyone, and this garden doesn't seem so blessed seemingly until...
It's not yet a garden. The garden is already considered to be connection between the friends, that one will help his friend, and they can stabilize between them this field that he holds onto everyone, and when they hold onto each other correctly, then slowly, slowly they start being grateful for this roller coaster they're going through, because they are together, and then all of the roller coaster isn't just against them, but it's for them, because it's in order to give them a greater opportunity to hold on to each other.
So the thing is that, let's say, in the door to this garden, that's where a person doesn't yet have the vessels to understand this whole mechanism. And he doesn't see it as such a beautiful garden. He just sees, you know, thorns, seemingly, in his ego.
Do you want to not have freedom of choice whatsoever?
It's clear to me why it's like that.
The fact that you go in without knowledge, without understanding, confused... The city of Shoshan was embarrassed. All these things, you need to realize the process in a way that it will be above reason. Otherwise, where will the Adam be? Will he be on the same degree as its previous?
It's clear to me why it's like that, why the process is built that way. What always hurts is that it's hard to explain that point, so a person will be able to go through those thorns on the gate.
You don't need to explain anything. If I hear from friends about the importance of connection, which is the most important thing, then everything that's against connection, I look at that as something desired, that it will strengthen us and that it will give us greater advancement. And I expect it. Where are these nights? Where is the darkness? Where are these torments? We want to really devour them, to eat them. How else will we advance and strengthen? But that's on the condition that we spread among us the importance of the goal, the greatness of the Creator.
Yes, few want. It's very difficult to explain this to a person.
No, it's not possible. You need to arrange them in tens. You need to work on a 10 for 5 or 10 years. And slowly, slowly, it's great corrections that are constantly done. But until they start valuing the descents, the descents more than the ascents, that takes time. What can you do? Because the renewal is through descent. It's through discovering evil. That in that we bless for the evil like we do for the good. That's what it says, I've created the evil inclination. Where every time a person discovers it, it's considered that the Creator created it. Okay? Yes.
Asking us from Nahariya, so who is a person? A tree of the field or an animal?
The person is that same creature that takes care of the tree. In such a way that it changes its environment through education, and education is learning the sources. Education is getting organized in tens. And then it turns a wild field into a garden. So it turns this wild field into a garden, and it takes care of the tree that's in the garden until it starts bearing fruit, and it takes care of the fruit until the fruit is ready. And then this fruit inside of it, or I don't know how to... Well, then that is what he gives to the Creator. That's the result of all of his work. And the Creator receives pleasure from that. Yes.
Christian Dawson from London is asking, we say that the solution to the human problems is the connection between us. If people will ask for an example, a practical example of this, what will I tell them?
Practical example? Go ahead, sit down in a tent here. Let's start the exercises. In a short while, you start feeling the things. That's the example. That's the action. That's the practice of the method. And the method itself is fully practical. It can't just be done through just studying theoretically, first, second, third semester of the campus. That's just in order to give them the first knowledge. What for, why, what it speaks of. But later on, when you see that they are already somehow ready to taste something, to actually start executing, then it's only through a 10.
Itai Shani is asking, is there a place to ask where the seed comes from which the tree begins? The desire, the lack for spirituality?
you could also speak of it that way, but it's not really important to us. We need to work on it, on the environment. The seed itself, it comes from above, and it's already in the soil. That's called that a person brings, the Creator brings a man to the good fortune and says, take it, meaning he arranges our group, he arranges the ten, he's behind the scenes, behind every decision of ours. It comes from above. We only need to exert in the right direction.
So Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, so what is there in the exertion that is so important for the work?
The exertion builds man instead of the animal. Simple as that. To the extent that I invest, that I increase my connection to the friends, I am in revelation of being in lack, in a state of helplessness, that it won't help me. And the more I invest with the friends, then I don't succeed in anything. And then out of lack of choice, I turn to the Creator, and that is always out of lack of choice. And then I cry out and shout and yell and...
No.
Ravi's looking for the word. Well, that I really ask, I beg. I beg for him to help us, and I pray for the friends and for myself and for the Creator, and everything together is included. Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one in my prayer. And that's the work. That is the work. Meaning, through me, how can I pass through me the force that grows the fruit through the tree? Well, look, again, the tree, you should see in that a system of bestowal of ours. It's like the forces of bestowal, Gagalta and Enaim. In the meantime, we can't do anything about it. When this network will be aimed at the vessel, when we start growing the fruit, that's a work on the Achap, on receiving in order to bestow, there you could really see our work, which is aimed. Although in the tree itself, we also need to start with, we need to understand that this is what we're facing. Yes.
Last question from a student from Almata. How to get over laziness when you really feel like a plant and you can't do anything?
A person isn't only lazy, he is dead. He is like a corpse. And he can only move himself on the condition that he sees what benefits his ego only. That's how the machine works. Only what? Through benefit. But only through the environment that works on him. In a certain direction. Only through that he can start doing actions against his own first nature and to start working. That's why we don't shout at a person or hit him or give him gifts. He still won't be able to do a thing. Also, give him money. He won't be able to do any actions of bestowal for money either. Give him all the best conditions possible. No, he still won't. But only through the importance of the goal. That's why we don't really have too many discernments today that we can get confused by. We have the importance of the goal, which takes me out of this state of laziness. And then I can work even for the sake of the friends, for a connection, in order to attain the important goal that I've received its importance from the environment. That's it. It's relatively small steps. We should mention them towards beginners and explain, this is the path. You want it? Fine. You don't want it? Okay. Moscow.
Шумим? Не слышно? Ло шумим. Эйн. Макаралаем. Не слышно.
Maybe we have the problem because also from there and also from there we didn't hear. We don't hear. Okay. Yes.
Why Tu Bishvat? Why the 15th of Shvat?
You need to see that on the system of the year, on the calendar. Why 15th of Av? Why 9th of Av? Why? There are reasons. There's a calculation. Okay, let's continue. Let's read another one.
Item number 3 from Rabash, letter 29. It's written that man is a tree of the field. That is, that similarities between man and the tree in the field, that all those things that are about the trees are also with man. Because until a person will be qualified to have fruit, he must go through all the work that is done with the trees. And the matter of the fruits is man's essence. And Bala Sulam explained why there is the matter of eating fruits. He said that it is because this is the whole difference between Kedusha and the Sitracha. As it is written in the Zohar, another god is infertile and does not bear fruit. As he interprets in the Sulam, that is, their source runs dry and they wither until they are completely shut. But those who advance in Kedusha are rewarded with blessing in their works, which yields its fruit in its season and its leaf do not wither. This is why the people of Israel make an indication of it to show that the main thing is the fruits. And the fruits of holiness are by being rewarded with the revelation of his godliness. And he becomes as a never-ending fountain, advancing from degree to degree, until he is rewarded and says, "He will be glorified in me, for he desires me, and he will be to me a gazelle's crown."
Okay, it's clear, right? No questions about it. So, let's go.
Item number 4 from Rabash, letter 55. Rabbi Yochanan asks, is man the tree of the field? Meaning, what similarity is there between man and the tree of the field? What do we learn by the comparison in text between man and the tree of the field? He brings evidence to that from the verse, "Do not eat of it and do not cut it down," referring to a wise disciple. If he is decent, meaning learning Lishma, which means that he is learning things that will lead him to yielding fruits, it means that this learning will bring him to bear fruit, meaning mitzvot and good deeds. He will learn this because by that he will be rewarded with the potion of life. This is the meaning of, you may eat from it, but do not cut it down. If not, if you see that the learning you are, these studies that you're learning do not bring you to mitzvot and good deeds called fruits, then know that it belongs to the Sitra Achra and not to Kedusha. This is the reason for the custom to eat fruits on the 15th of Shvat, to imply that we are going by the way of holiness and we have fruits.
There are many things here. When a person develops, there is a very important time of his development where he loses his desire for spiritual advancement. And he thinks that the desire for spiritual advancement disappeared in him, and he leaves. Or he becomes weaker. There's no use of opening a book. There's no use of watching anything in the archive, watching a lesson, coming to a lesson, no. Even if there's already some wind or rain or cold, that already prevents him from leaving his house. Same with for Yeshivat Chavarim, he doesn't want to go, etc. He feels that he doesn't feel like it. He doesn't have that same urge he had. What he doesn't understand that the previous urge that he had came to him from above. And now, this pressure is taken from above to take one step forward, just like we teach a baby to walk. And here, the group needs to add, because he doesn't understand that. And this isn't the regular path that we understand this. There is another period of time after already that a person becomes weaker in his approach to the work, and he's doing actions, but he can't really put his heart into them. And this comes from him coming closer to the vessels of bestowal. When he comes closer to the vessels of bestowal, he sees he doesn't even care if he attains or doesn't attain. He doesn't want to. He's already years in this. So he continues in a way that's just autopilot. But it's not that he feels that it attracts him in any way. He can spend his free time on nonsense. But there's no choice. He can't force himself to participate in all the things that are beneficial for his advancement. The advancement doesn't tempt him. And it's not because he despaired from the goal, but the reason is he's becoming closer to the vessels of bestowal. And then he seemingly starts to stop. It's like you're running and you need to bring yourself to a stop, to a hard stop. Here, we need to understand, we'll get to it, but I'm just telling you now that we need to get to a few different states that a person feels complete lack of interest, complete lack of urge. Now, hold on, I just want to emphasize, this is the second part in the path. That there, in that state, he's before entering the vessels of bestowal. And it's also written about that. That a person suddenly feels himself that he doesn't want it, that he doesn't need it, that he has no interest for it, and he doesn't even want to advance. Before, he was running for advancement, for spiritual advancement. Where is it? Where is it? Where am I? Now, he's not, because his self in these vessels of bestowal, it disappeared. It's not that he who wants to attain anymore, because what he wants to attain now isn't for that same ego that he wanted to attain for in the past, but it's for vessels of bestowal. But vessels of bestowal are not yet his. He doesn't feel in these vessels that it's his assets. So he stops and he says, no, 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 no. He says, no, this, I don't want this. This isn't urgent for me. And that's how he advances. Why am I telling you this? Because the process we go through in growing a tree, there is such a stage there. When we come to it, we'll go over it. But just so you know, in a few places, there are excerpts that a person finds that he's not interested in entering the work of bestowal, lishma, etc.
We talked about it not too long ago, and we all started to carry. You called it about indifference.
Okay, so bring a few excerpts, and we can mention them, talk about it, so we have it in the archive in case it's needed. Yes, Vlad.
Is the person the tree of the field, or the ten is the tree of the field?
No, a person alone isn't even, he's non-existent, a person alone. Only the combination, the correct combination between people, that becomes a field in which the tree grows. The tree is already the connection between them in order to bestow. And in that correct connection in order to bestow, which they grow and grow and grow, there begins to be a fruit which is already to receive in order to bestow. That's the Creator being revealed. The fruit is revelation of the Creator towards the group. The corrected group in order to bestow is called the tree.
How do we clean those thin pipes of connection? What does it mean to clean them?
To clean them like so they won't have these things that block it, like we discussed before. We try and make sure that the quality of bestowal will be as clean as possible, as subtle as possible, without any self-benefit there. That's considering cleaning these pipelines of bestowal. I want to give them a space that is free from my ego. That's it. And then in these pipelines, the Creator, He will already do fu, and He will insert the spirit of life into that.
That's through longing for connection, for bestowal?
It's for bestowal. Connection is difficult to say, but it's to bestow in order to bestow isn't really connection. It's the light of Chasadim doesn't really connect. It only cleans. It cleanses it. It only prepares. We need to, first of all, clean. We're all connected in all pipes. Each pipe doesn't break, doesn't disappear, but from each one towards the others, there are 613 pipelines, Taryag. And these pipes, they're blocked. They're cluttered. So you have it also in medicine when different arteries are blocked. These are known states. So that's what we need to do. We only need to clean these pipelines in order to receive. And then they are considered to be open and clean. And then the Creator, according to our exertion, to the extent we clean them, He inserts into that the spirit, the force of bestowal. That among us we have this force of bestowal, and we are already in the system of general bestowal. And then comes the next stage. That's receive in order to bestow. That each one is willing to awaken his own egoistic vessels of reception that are in him, that were in that pipeline. And now we want to, how to say, now we want to awaken them, to revive them, to revive this ego, to make it work as a vessel of reception. Not in order to receive, though, because we have the strength to bestow, but if we can add to that the intention in order to bestow, to the force of reception, to that broken desire, if that will join the intention of bestowal, then these pipelines will work already with the fulfillment of the light of Chochmah in the light of Chasadim, and then from that, the fruits will start growing. And that's how we reach correction.
In a person to clean like arteries.
So first of all, we clean ourselves from the will to receive. We fill these pipelines between us that they always existed. We fill them with light of chasadim. That's called katnut. That we don't harm one another. And we're even prepared to bestow upon one another. That's already starting to become connection. That each one is willing to be for everyone, right? These are already advanced stages. And then to realize this, we revive our egoistic desires and we start correcting them in order to bestow. We join it to the light of chasadim. That's already called achap of aliyah, achap of the ascent. And then the achap of the ascent, it becomes this way, it becomes more and more active. That we revive and correct all of these achaps, and what remains below is only lev ha'even, comes the correction of rav pe'alim mekabtzei el, and then these pipelines, they become this area. They become a complete field, not a pipeline from one to the other, but they gather, they and it all becomes this single sphere. Okay? All right. I won't hold you any longer. Yes, Gilad? You need to go, I guess.
Can we also talk about the stages of the growth of the Israeli Kli, the world Kli? Let's say yesterday, what were you impressed by the unity evening?
I was impressed. The friends that are here were missing downstairs. It's not good to separate them. Even if there isn't room, then find room. And there was room for our friends there. There was. And it's not good that you do that. I don't know what's the reason that you divide them that way. It's not good. You mustn't make any division at all. So open another room. There's more space there that you can. Why do we put two doors there to the small living room so you could open them up? Even we once said we'd make it one space with like this separator or something. But to bring them to sit here, otherwise it's not good. That's one thing. Also, I noticed that our audience is getting older, and we need to make sure we get new, younger people. It was truly felt for men and also women alike. It's felt. That's it. Other than that, it's felt that they're in the lessons, that they're connected. People came that they're related to, they're connected to us. Need to keep on working, but disseminating. I guess we're missing dissemination. There were very little new friends and young friends. That's what I felt in the audience. So we need to correct that. I hope we still have time until the Congress to attract many, many people of Israel. If they know or don't know, understand or don't understand, they should come and they should join us. And we should reveal to them what the good future that the wisdom of Kabbalah opens up to us. It's possible that you're spending more time on building the new groups and not on broad dissemination and inviting from all the public the people that will participate together with us. We are lacking connection with the broader audiences, which are indifferent even to the wisdom of Kabbalah, but they could still maybe want to know the future of the wisdom of Kabbalah says. How can we bring ourselves a better and more comfortable life in such a way? Guys, we're in a state that the world isn't going to a good direction. Look at what the wisdom of Kabbalah can give us. What it can give us, you know. In such a way, we need to talk to the people according to the state, according to their degree, according to their desire. And here there needs to be also reach towards women, towards young people, even to reach out according to different audiences, Russians, Ethiopians, you know where people are coming from, to give them a certain angle that could be interesting for them. We need them to be around us. It's very important. And for us it's a problem. We take care of something, then we leave it and we run off to something else. Also, this is locally, and also we need to correct this on a national level. So all the best, don't forget about Tu B'Shvat, and I think that all in all we got the principle. Right? And Niv.
Thank you to our viewers on TV. Good day. And it's a Kabbalah song. Connection to the Good Life, the World Kabbalah Convention. Viewers, we're happy to invite you to the World Kabbalah Convention that will take place from the 19th to the 21st of February in Tel Aviv. Early registration ends on the 31st of January. Hurry up, register. For additional details, call 1-700-509-209 or enter KabCOIL. With that, we will conclude. Song. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone. Love is around. The deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be.
this moment when we are together,
together as one.